The World This Week, Politics.
Boris Johnson, Britain's Prime Minister, is to resign, but hopes to stay in office until the autumn, when a new leader can be installed. It was unclear, as The Economist went to press, whether he would, in fact, be allowed to hang on. A rebellion within the Conservative government made his position untenable. Dozens of ministers resigned, starting with the Health Secretary and the Chancellor of the Exchequer, or Finance Minister. Various scandals were unfolding. The Deputy Chief Whip had stood down amid accusations that he had drunkenly groped two men, and Mr. Johnson was shown to have known about prior allegations of misbehaviour when he originally appointed him. Mr. Johnson's chaotic management style and repeated failure to tell the truth prompted many who had served under him to say they could no longer do so. Russian troops captured the industrial town of Lysychansk, completing their takeover of Luhansk Oblast in Ukraine's east. The Ukrainian army is repositioning itself to defend more strategic sites in Donetsk. A conference on rebuilding Ukraine was held in Lugano, Switzerland. Officials from America, Britain, the European Union, and international organizations attended. The Ukrainian Prime Minister said a full-fledged recovery plan would cost $750 billion. Ursula von der Leyen, the President of the European Commission, urged the EU to be prepared for a cut-off of Russian gas. As electricity prices in Europe hit a new high, the European Parliament tweaked laws that would relabel gas and nuclear infrastructure as green. The collapse of a glacier in the Italian Alps that killed at least 9 people was blamed on climate change. Italy declared a state of emergency in 5 northern regions. A long bout of hot weather has caused the worst drought in 70 years. A gunman opened fire on a July 4th parade in Highland Park, a wealthy suburb north of Chicago, killing 7 people. It was the deadliest such incident over the Independence Day holiday, which normally sees a spike in shootings. 8 other people were gunned down in Chicago over the 3-day weekend. Across the country, more than 200 were killed in gun violence. In an emergency session, New York's state legislature passed a bill that would ban people from carrying guns near sensitive places such as schools. The bill was crafted to comply with the Supreme Court's recent curbs on gun controls. The Supreme Court limited the power of the Environmental Protection Agency to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Joe Biden's plans to tackle climate change will now have to be rethought and approved by Congress rather than implemented by executive fiat.